going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
0-2 pitch. Swung on, lined into left. There's a base hit. And the score is Alonso. Here comes Vientos. He'll score as well. Two more runs home as the intentional walk backfires on Orion Kerkering. 5-1 Mets on the two-run single by Luis Torrens.
You know, we talk so much about like the young players on the Phillies, like Boehm and Stott, and have they reached their potential. Kerkering's somebody that I had high hopes for. But
a lot
man,
of people did.
Like, last night, not good. And really, overall, I mean, if he's going to be, what, your third best bullpen arm this year, that's not good enough. The Phillies, not good enough recently. A 5-1 loss last night to the Mets. Really, if you take away that Stott home run in the ninth, they've lost these two games like 10-2 or something like that. Like, it hasn't even been that competitive. So that's what we're talking about today. I am in for Joe Giglio. Joe Giglio, unfortunately, probably driving that minivan around somewhere. But we are talking about...
Joe Giglio, he has some family stuff to do today.
Yeah, you see, the minivan's getting some miles today, for
sure. People are theorizing that he's ducking the listening audience.
He's ducking the smoke.
Yeah. Joe doesn't strike me as that type.
No, of course not.
No, yeah. But good day to be off, because I will say, for as sunny as it is outside, it is not sunny right now with the Phillies. So who are you most frustrated with the Phillies? Is it the players? Is it Dombrowski? Again, surprised not a lot of Topper today. I mean, he'll be the first head to roll if this falls apart. So yeah. I am surprised there's not been as much Topper.
Yeah, because I think people are looking at it and thinking, you know, I mean, it's only so much he could do. He has a laid-back demeanor. I think this is on the players, man. You know, we've gotten a lot of lip service over the last couple of years, you know, with the Panda-in-Chief.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about Black Gritty when he said, "Thank you for choosing me, Bryce." But now it's time to step up, man. It's time to rally the troops. I know it's early, but you don't want this to spiral out of control. You don't want this to really spiral out of control.
Well, because it can. We've seen it with the Sixers. And you know, I used to really like to compare the Sixers to the Phillies and all that, but like, it fell apart for the Sixers, and then once it broke, it was quick.
Yeah.
Like, and they went in the wrong direction too. Now, they didn't make it all the way to the NBA Finals. But it was second round, then it was first round, now it's no playoffs. So that is how it goes. But just quickly, a reminder, normally I'm in as a caller today, but today for some reason they gave me the wheels to the show. But I am sponsored by
I guess.
Is that the best way to say that?
Well, we want me to do it for you. Let me do it for you.
You want to do it? Sponsor. Okay, I feel like you would pull this off.
Okay,
better.
Listen.
All right, go ahead.
Elliot Shore is sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up the five C's, color, clarity. Yeah, I screwed that up all the way.
Well,
color,
name
cut,
too.
Clarity, carrot, and cozy.
Well, I like too just the Elliot Shore.
Yeah, Elliot Shore Parks.
Drop the hyphen part of that for you. No, that was good. That was good. Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one to read.
That's a cold read, though. You know what I mean?
In your defense, that is a tricky second half.
You wanted it, and then
I couldn't do it.
He stepped up to the moment.
I mean, but it ain't the first time. Listen. I've embarrassed myself every day.
And the ambiwiggity.
The ambiwiggity is an all time one.
I said
one
that with confidence too.
I mean, look, you just
got to
talk with confidence.
I mean,
it's really
you,
what
man.
It comes
I mean,
down.
You're
going to
get no matter in this day and age, no matter what I do, I can sit here with a suit on and articulate each and every word.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is still going to have something negative to say.
People say your tie's not done right.
I'm not worried about that, man. I'm going to go home and sleep. I'm going to mess up these words.
Yep. Amen.
I'm going to pick up these checks next week. Tomorrow. I'm going to just keep it moving. We get paid tomorrow?
I think tomorrow's payday.
Wait a minute. Look at God. I don't even know.
Exactly. Counting down the days.
Pick up these
checks. Not tomorrow. Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh. It do feel like a Friday.
Close enough. It does.
Well, oh, no, it's Wednesday. You know what today is? Shout out to my old coach, man. He's getting a street dedicated to him today.
Oh, yeah?
Who? Coach Colbert. Jahan Colbert. Well, not Jahan Colbert, but Joshua Colbert.
Where'd he coach you at?
He was at Central State.
You're a struggler with names.
No, I love the shout out
Jahan
to whatever his
is
name
his
is.
Son. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, y'all probably don't remember. This was back in the day, the Cosby Show episode with Tailwind Turner.
Nah.
You don't never mind, forget it. I'm talking to a crowd, a group of young individuals.
You got
to
remember, you're pop up.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
I'm older.
That was before
my time.
But
anyway, the Penn Relays is this weekend, and they're dedicating it to him before
there
the Penn
go.
Relays.
All right.
Big track coach. Help me run a great 40 time for the combine. So it kind of all ties in together.
By the way, I looked up your combine time yesterday. You want to hear a fun fact? Your 40 time would have been the fifth best at the combine this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Your combine number has stacked up really well compared to the edge rushers this year.
Everything but his arm length.
Yeah, the arm length, yeah.
And maybe his height.
No, Elliot doesn't know the story. Like, I have a friend of mine, Lance. We've been friends since we've been in college. And out of the blue one day, Lance texts me out of the blue and said, because he called me Black. He said, dang, Black. You know, you could have been a Hall of Famer if your arms were longer. And I was like, wow.
Well, you made the Eagles Hall of Famer.
It was like, wow. He said, if your arms were just a little bit longer, you probably could have been a Hall of Famer, dog.
T-Rex arms.
And I was like, yeah, thanks a lot, Lance. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
appreciate
so your combine numbers, you ran do you remember what you ran?
It was like a 4.6, 4.7?
4.76. So yeah. Close. That would have been fifth best at the combine this year. And your broad jump, I was surprised at this. Broad jump would have been top 20 as well.
So is that right?
Your numbers stacked up well. Bench press? Been tied fifth as well.
Man, I mean, yeah, I probably
might have been a first round pick again.
I probably would have been top 10.
Maybe. I didn't realize there was someone on the Jets that was also drafted in the first round ahead of you.
Kyle Brady.
Yeah.
Kyle Brady.
Oh, I mean, two picks in the top 15.
Yeah.
When Hugh was drafted, it was pretty jarring for the Jets fans.
They were like, what?
And it was, I think it was Berman or I think it was Chris Berman, and he did the.
They don't know who he is.
It's like the Marcus Smith. It's like, who is
no,
that?
No, I'll never forget. I was watching it right at home. Well, I was in Dayton, and I was at my lawyer's house. And when they called my name, all the Jets fans were like, who? What's who? And one guy was clapping. He was like, no, he can play.
He had the little golf clap.
He was like, no, I promise.
He can play.
And it didn't bother me.
It worked out well. I mean, it didn't bother me, not for the Jets, but...
It was just like, you know, being in Long Island. I was telling somebody the story the other day, just being in Long Island was different.
Back
and
then.
And I didn't realize, well, it's probably still the same, but I didn't realize what I was walking into when I went to New York. Like, especially living in Long Island. And, you know, I was telling Kyle about the housing situation that I really, like, you know how you get older and you realize the situation that you were in? Like, put it like this, in a nice way. They really didn't want me in that neighborhood. But because they couldn't stop me, but they really didn't want me there.
So it was
weird.
Where Rabbi Douglas was born.
I always think, like, if you're a player and you get drafted to New York, you think you're living in Manhattan. But you're
not.
Like,
Long Island is its own thing.
It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's
especially
it's
far, where the stadium's at.
Yes, and I stayed in Hempstead. In Hempstead.
Okay, where is it? I have no idea.
You've heard of Hofstra, right?
Yes.
Like, it's like Long Island is Hempstead, Merrick. It's like a bunch of little cities or whatever. Brooklyn's not that far away or whatever. So it's like a little community. And, like, it's kind of like Philly because they have, like, okay, you know, like South Philly is like mostly the Italian neighborhoods.
Yep.
And it's kind of like that. But, yeah, I stayed in Hempstead.
Okay.
And it was a Jewish community. It was like a tight-knit Jewish community.
What's it like waiting to get drafted, not knowing where you're going to live?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was a little tough because, I mean, that's why this wasn't that hard for me to be in a hotel for as long as I was. When I got drafted by the Jets, I stayed in a hotel for half the season. I lived in a hotel because I couldn't find a place
They
to
do
stay.
That with some of the rookies. I mean, not as much if you're a first-round pick, but I know they have that one hotel they put, like, a lot of the UDFAs at and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like you stay in a hotel until you find a place, man, because it's hard. It's hard to find something that accommodates all your needs. And at that time, you know, that was the first place that I ever really bought on my own, and it was just me. So it was tough to find a spot that I found.
Yeah, I just think it would be crazy to be sitting and like, all right, maybe I'm going to New York. Maybe I'm going to live in Cleveland or whatever. Just not knowing where you're going has to be a crazy feeling. It is also wild. The draft's tomorrow. We haven't even really talked about it at all on this show. Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. Hopefully if the Phillies get a win today, people can calm down a little bit. But I understand the frustration, just a lack of like life last night. In that game.
So in a winnable situation. It felt like it was a winnable game.
They were only down one run in the seventh inning. Yeah. But so I think Ken brought this up about how pitchers are pitching them a little bit different. I thought this stat from Jack Fritz of the WIP afternoon show was interesting. Talking about Bryce Harper. He's saying Bryce is seeing 40% breaking pitches this month, which is the highest he's seen since 2021. And he's swinging and missing at almost a 30% clip, which is also the highest. So I do think Bryce could adjust, but it's very clear that so far they are not adjusting as of yet to how the pitchers are attacking them. And look, that's on the hitting coach. That's on Rob Thompson. But it's also on the players. These are not young players we're talking about. These are veteran-type players. So speaking to someone, by the way, that always brings it, Rob from Overbrook is up next. Rob, what up? How you doing?
What's up, Elliot? Good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear from you.
I miss you on the weekend.
I know. What's these pesky
what's
Phillies?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing? It's cool. You good? Yeah. What's going on, Rob? How you doing?
You brought up a point that was right on the money as far as Bryce Harper goes. And I was talking to Kyle about that. And I don't want to bring this up, but if he was a different color, we'd be seeing a lot more people, talking about what he's done, what he's not doing.
Well,
let's
go ahead, Rob.
I think Bryce
is starting to get criticized more, though. I think so far in the beginning of the show, we are seeing Bryce get criticized more than he normally is.
Yeah, you said your first call it did, but you know what? I go back to the Super Bowl with the first Super Bowl with Jalen.
Yeah.
And we didn't lose that game because of that interception. We lost the game because of that bad play on special teams. That's what killed us. But people were called in for the next 2 years and focused on that interception and like it was the end of the world. Like no other mistakes were made. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm talking about. Now Bryce Harper gets to know what this guy comes up short so many times.
Well, he has, you know, he has had big hits in the playoffs, to be fair. But I agree overall.
Not the big hit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You mean not the one in the win the whole thing?
He doesn't have a dagger, to say, like Jalen does. Yeah. No, I agree, but you are seeing people start to turn on Bryce, for sure.
Well, I've been saying this for years, man. And here's the other thing. You want to blame Middleton. I do, too, because when they signed Bryce, when they were going after Bryce, I called your radio station years ago, and I said, they signed this guy, they're telling people that they're ready to spend like the Yankees. And if they don't spend like the Yankees, then people are going to turn on them. And that's what happened. They don't want to spend any. People told me they didn't make any moves on during the trade or sign anybody. Middleton doesn't want to spend any more money.
So,
that's
Rob, I think it's such an interesting point because Middleton does a great job when he talks, right? Go get my trophy back. I want to win the trophy. I'll do whatever it takes. And I think, look, you only have so much money, and they are spending a lot of money. Like, they are top five in payroll. But what I've seen happen with the Phillies is, like, they have such star power, quote unquote, that I think a lot of the little misses along the way have started to pile up. Where all of a sudden, you really don't have many pieces in the bullpen. The lineup really, after the fourth guy, really does fall apart. So you are right that it's on Middleton in terms of spending more money. Like, if he wants his trophy, then you got to spend more money. But it's also on Dombrowski to hit on some, like, cheap guys. Like, the small moves he's made have not really panned out. I mean, how many players on the Phillies are playing above their pay grade? Not many. Like, they're all high-paid players.
But the other part of that, Elliot, is then that means your stars have to carry you.
100%, and that's where it goes to Bryce.
And that's what we do. That goes back to you not putting it on Bryce. Well, the bottom of the order isn't hitting. Why but when the top of the order isn't hitting? So those are the guys that gain the big money. Those are the guys that need to show up every game. And I don't want to hear, well, he's had some big hits, but he hasn't had to hit that he didn't have any big hits when they lost those two games here.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's a little bit like Jalen played great in the first Super Bowl. And, you know, you don't want people to blame him. And I get your point. But, like, Bryce has had big moments. I think where I really agree with you, and thanks so much for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. Where I really agree with Rob there is if you look at who catches the heat on the Phillies, right? We're talking so much about the bullpen, which does make sense. But the top paid guys are not in the bullpen. Like, those are not the guys we're allocating the money to. That would be like if after a game where the passing game struggled for the Eagles, I came on and said, well, Jahan Dotson wasn't getting open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not on Jahan Dotson. It's on Jalen, AJ, and Devontae.
This is how I look at it, Elliot. Like, when things go bad, you always hear somebody say, follow the money.
Yep.
Follow the money. And I think me and Kyle, I think we had this conversation a few weeks ago. I understand that baseball is different, and Bryce has had his moments. But he's had big moments in big games. But I feel like in times like this where it matters the most. Because there's leadership there, but there's not the type of leadership to get everybody rowing in the same direction. Mm-hmm. This is when you got to, you know, go in the locker room and say, hey, you know, it's on me. I got to do better. It starts with you. And by you saying that you have to do better, hopefully that makes everybody else fall into lockstep. But a lot of times when I see certain things happen, because he's had certain moments where we talk about the other night where – you know, we put Kyle Schwarber in position to protect him, mm-hmm. and he's out there swinging like he's trying to get another viral moment. You can't do that. You have to put them in position to, like that. What they say? What's the saying they have? Kyle, move the line or move the rowers or whatever the hell it is.
Pass the baton.
Pass the baton. Yeah, I couldn't
that
even think
close.
Of that.
That was close.
And it's track
close.
Week. Yeah, this week.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm not nailed it. But you got to move the baton, man. You got to pass the baton.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like he does that at times.
Well, if you remember last year in the Mets, in their loss to the Mets, he had that big at bat. I think it was game four,
mm-hmm.
where, I mean, they were worse at chasing then than they have been now. But the whole thing was chasing. Like, that was the whole thing, right? Even as, you know, a football guy, I could notice, like, all right, they are chasing everything. And Bryce goes up in that playoff series and he strikes out and chases everything. Like, leadership, we've talked a lot today about them wanting to be vocal leaders, mm-hmm. there can also be the actions of it, right? Like, I always think a team that has a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, like, if you notice, that year Carson really struggled with the turnovers. The whole team got sloppy, right? Like, people were dropping passes, there were fumbles. This year, Jalen took care of the ball. I can't think of many fumbles this team had. right? Like Saquon had the drop, but that's not a fumble. Like when your top guy is putting into action the what you guys want to accomplish as a team, and this year it was clear with the Eagles, a main focus was turnovers. Take care of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen struggled for those two games, or you know, four games, and then the rest of the way he was clean. If the whole point of the Phillies is to not chase at pitches, and your main guy, to your point, Hugh, follow the money. If your main guy is not doing it, how am I, as Stott, Bohm, Rojas, going to go to a plate and feel like there's a true urgency to do it if the guy making the most money, who's like the biggest name on the team, is not the one doing it?
You know, this reminds me of like Brian Snicker has gotten a lot of heat this week for the whole Ronald Acuna thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because Ronald Acuna tweeted out, I don't know if you know, but Ronald Acuna tweeted out, who was it? Who was the guy? It was one of his teammates didn't run out of play or whatever. He thought the ball was going out. He didn't run it out. And Ronald Acuna basically said, if that was me, I would have gotten benched. And Brian Snicker was at the podium and whatever, and he didn't. He act like he didn't know what the fans were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is this. When you're a high-caliber player and you're a high-dollar player like that, you're held to a different standard.
Yeah.
And he's right. He would have gotten pulled because you set the table for everybody else. I say all that to say that Bryce sets the table for everybody else. And for whatever reason, his feet is not held to the fire like it would be somebody. Because I look at it like this, and not to go back in the past or whatever, but the whole bat thing, the whole baby blue bat thing.
Yeah.
Didn't get a whole lot of heat for that. That was kind of, you know, I understand that he's about congratulating his wife.
I heard him get a lot of heat for that.
What happened?
I heard him get a lot of heat.
Well, I did.
I don't think
sitting in this chair, the type of heat that I feel other people would have gotten if they would have done it. I don't think he got that kind of heat. And I thought it was kind of interesting because you picked that moment to lift up your wife and the child or whatever that I didn't have a problem with, but you didn't do nothing with it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where had he hit a home run at that at bat, it would have been fine. But in the grand scheme of things, and I think you said this, it was either 2 or 3 weeks ago, like it feels like when the Eagles lose a game, Jalen catches heat no matter what. When the Sixers lose a game, Joel catches heat. Bryce, it feels like only when they win is he viewed as having a big impact. But when they lose, it's not the same. It's on
everybody else.
Yeah, so I do think what I want to see today, 1 o'clock, and we'll have leading off soon and talk about that, is like I do want to see some urgency from the players. This feels like a big game today. So let's go to Jeff from Wilmington. Jeff, how you doing, man?
It's awfully suspicious how Rose made it up on that piece of wood with all that clothing on, and she couldn't grab Jack's
It's a good point.
And let him fall into the icy cold waters of the North Atlantic.
That bothered me.
Yeah, I love that movie though. By the way,
oh, fantastic movie.
So, I told Kyle that I was more upset with the players, but ultimately this comes down on Dombrowski really for not changing anything, and he has been terrible at the deadline. Bringing players in.
He's not been good around the edges, right? Like, and now the main players have to play better. But again, how many players on this team are outperforming their salary? Like, they don't have many.
None.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Sanchez until he got hurt last night.
Yeah, Sanchez is on a good deal. That's true. That is one.
Yes.
And maybe Lazard.
But yeah, it's you just mentioned it a minute ago, Elliot. There's no sense of urgency. And I know it's still April. But this is a team, the Mets is a team that you're going to have to get over to get past, to get further into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get amped up for any team, it should be that. And watching these two games and listening to, I kind of did both the last couple of nights. It just seems like they're just like, whatever. You know, if we don't do it now, we'll do it later.
I kind of think sometimes they don't know what they want. Like last year, the whole thing was, we got to win the division. We got to come out hot. And then they did that, and they didn't win a playoff series. And then this year, from all the interviews that we had in spring training, it was a lot of, well, you know, like, it's all about being hot at the right time at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't know what they want to be. And that has to make it confusing when you're up there at the plate.
Yeah, and I'm getting, my fuse is getting shorter with Harper, too. I mean, you know, he's better known with the average fan for his fanatic oven mitts and cleats and socks. And, you know, he wants to do everything to help win, except A, move to right field, and B, try to actually do something other than trying to win a game with a home run every time. Because last night when he came up, that last time up, and the night before, he was just wailing for the fences.
No, I agree with you, Jeff. Yeah, and thanks so much for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, Rob brought it up. Jeff's brought it up. Today does feel like a bit of a turning point for Bryce. Like, yeah. Sooner or later, the fun Phillies that were, you know, celebrating in the locker room, and like it's going to turn, and it feels like it's starting to turn a little bit.
You know what I think we might need to do, man? I know nobody wants to hear this, but it feels like this team is not having any fun right now.
They're a guy on the Iron Pigs, maybe?
Listen, I saw him last night. He was working with Ranger. I mean, I understand the situation. I understand why we did it, but man, there's something off about this team. It needs some seasoning. And whether you like it or not, Garrett Stubbs was that seasoning.
Could you imagine they bring up Stubbs and it turns around? Like, that's the move that does it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe because there is something to be said about having that guy, that bridge in the locker room. I don't know if he's that guy, but it does feel they
well,
do.
It's kind
feel,
of how people talked about Chauncey.
Yeah, they do feel a little. They feel a little stiff.
Yeah,
they feel a little tight. So well, I mean, and it was funny, right? Because I was watching the watching a little bit of Ranger and his pimp pitch, and he got a little bit of trouble late in the innings. Yeah. But I think he gave him five, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he pitched less than he was supposed to.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, Garrett, maybe you need to bring him back.
Yeah, and look, I don't think they will do that, but the fact that Stubbs is gone and the vibes seem bad, maybe actually all the vibe stuff was worth it. But
it
also
shows how desperate we are that we're talking about bringing up Garrett Stubbs.
You know what?
You know what I did that for? I was gauging to see. Kyle's warming up to that. Wait a minute. Let me tell you.
The look on Kyle's face right now is so serious.
Because when I said that before I got out of my mouth, he immediately jumped over me and said no. He didn't say nothing, so yeah. he must be warming up to the idea.
I mean, I don't know how you can at this point. I feel like they have to try whatever they can.
Kyle wants, like at this point, he's willing to fix anything. Well, he didn't argue a lot. He didn't say a whole lot.
No, he's been quiet today.
I'm biting my tongue with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Feel like it's a big game today at 1 o'clock though. Like no question about
the
it.
The game too soon. He doesn't have the energy to do both?
No, I don't think he does. It looks like he's still frustrated.
Those are zapping my energy, man.
Yeah. Well, look, I think they're zapping everybody's energy right now. So on the other side, we are going to get into more of this. Who are you most frustrated with? Is it the players? Is it Topper? Is it Dombrowski? But quickly, before we get to that, you won $94 in gas from Sunoco. You want to do that?
Yes, we do have to give it away.
So I was going to say, you want to give someone some gas?
Caller number 3 at 215-988-1258 will win the, it's not just $94, Elliot, we've upped it to 100.
That's a good point, we have upped it to 100. And with how much, ready for this complaint, gas pretty expensive these days, right? So say the number again, Kyle, for people.
215-988-1258 and caller number 3 will win that Sunoco gift card.
And when you get that Sunoco gift card, you can get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. So win yourself $100, third caller, you get some gas in your car for a nice day today. But on the other side, we got more calls to run through. I want to hear from you on who are you most frustrated with the Phillies? So that's on the other side, 94 WIP Midday Show.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.